You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is the morning run and time for The Breakfast Grill. With us is Soren Vami. He is the CEO and founder of YTL SV Carbon. Now, YTL SV is a clean energy project developer. It invests and develops projects that reduce emissions in developing countries like Malaysia to gain carbon credits, which it then sells to industrialized countries with a greenhouse gas reduction commitment. Today, it is the biggest CDM project developer in Malaysia, and welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Soren, first of all, could you briefly explain what is CDM or carbon credits to our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, you have to see it as a new commodity where you can get a cash flow into your projects from selling the fact that you are improving the environment. And in order to get this new commodity, you have to go through a lot of paperwork and approvals, both from the Malaysian government and from the UN system. And you have to get a third party, like an auditor, come and check all the calculations you made, all the assumptions. And when you have been through all this approval process, you can start generating carbon credits and sell them as any other product. You can sell it either on forward contracts, you can sell it spot, and you would only get the money at the end of the day when you actually delivered your credits to the buyer.
Okay. YTL SV Carbon, as I said earlier, is Malaysia's biggest emissions credit trader. You started SV Carbon in 2006.
Yeah.
And in 2008, YTL took a controlling majority stake in SV Carbon. Why did you initially choose Malaysia to set up your company?
Well, I was here and have been working with the government on some Danish government-to-government projects on helping setting up the Malaysian approval system. And then, yeah, having the experience of knowing the government side, getting to knowing the private sector, it was natural for me to start here.
How many emission reduction projects are you currently undertaking?
We are somewhere between 45 and 50 projects we are working on in different stages. Some are already approved, some are in early stages.
Are they all centered in Malaysia or are they also in other regional countries?
Most of them are in Malaysia. We have a few projects in China, Vietnam. We are very close to having some projects in Indonesia, but the bulk of them are in Malaysia and the bulk of them are related to palm oil.
What sort of projects are there? Now let's explain it clearer to our listeners out there. For example, the palm oil industry. They produce a lot of biogas. They produce a lot of wastage. You convert this then into other things that are sold then as carbon credits. Explain that to us.
Yeah. The bulk of the projects we are doing are either renewable energy or waste management.
Okay.
If we look at a typical palm oil mill, it has a number of potential projects. If you see the mill, the traditional mill, it have a lot of open ponds to treat its wastewater.
Okay.
And from these ponds, methane will come up.
Okay.
And methane is a potent greenhouse gas, 21 times CO2.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can avoid the methane emissions from the ponds, then you'll do a benefit to the atmosphere, and you can avoid the methane in different ways. Either you can capture it in the biogas and use the biogas for energy, or you can take the organic material and put it into compost. And since composting is an aerobic process, no methane is formed, so you can also gain credits in that way.
For example, the methane, as you say, can be gathered, and it can be used to generate power for the palm oil plant itself, can't it?
Yeah. I mean, you can use it either in a gas engine and produce electricity directly, or we see some of our clients are using it in their existing boilers and then replacing some of the biomass, solid biomass waste. And then they can sell the biomass waste and in that way get a value of the biogas.
So basically you can generate your own electricity that you can use and also you can sell then the biomass. Okay. What is the value of your portfolio at the moment?
We are developing somewhere around 7 million tons of carbon credits during the Kyoto period.
Which is until
2012. Including 2012.
Okay.
And if we look at the value for our clients of this total portfolio, it's somewhere around 400 million ringgit.
So it's worth 400 million ringgit. Okay.
So, I mean, we are a consultancy business, and as a consultant, you'd always like to say you create value for your clients. Okay. Here, it's very visible because the clients will actually get the money cash in hand.
So what is generally just waste, things that is just thrown away, generates 400 million ringgit.
Yeah, and that's just the projects that we are involved in. Okay. There's around 100, 150 projects under development in Malaysia in total. And since many of our projects are relatively small, the assumption is that it may be 10 times as much for the whole country. So we are talking...
These 150, they are all projects that have been delivered and registered? Or
No.
They are in the process of being...
Yeah, they're in the process of being registered.
How many have been registered so far?
In Malaysia, around 30.
Around 30. So that's a huge, long process.
Yeah.
And... what will your portfolio be like in 12 months from now?
It's a little bit difficult to predict because we also see the effect of the general financial crisis. And if you go back a year, all the palm oil companies were very bullish and wanted to do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. But so you've seen a sort of a slowdown.
We've seen a slowdown. But I hope that we'll have, by also expanding our market share, because some of the other players are in a worse position than we are. So I hope that we will have 20 new projects a year from now.
Another 20 to add to the 150 that
we have 50, so I hope we can add 20 to them.
What's the average purchase price of your credits? How many euros per ton?
It's also a good question. I mean, we are talking a market that's very, very volatile.
Yeah.
So the price you get depends a lot on when you've been trading.
Okay.
The average of the projects we have been brokering have been around 12 euro per ton.
12 euros per ton.
But,
okay.
But that was not under the current market condition. I think.
So you forward sell?
We are broker. We don't take positions in the market.
Ah.
And I think that's one of our unique selling points, that we are not in competition with our clients. We are not buying credits from them. We are not making money from buying cheap and selling expensive. We are just brokers having a small cut of the value we get. So the more value we create for our clients, the more we get also.
Give us a ballpark figure what the cut is like.
Oh. Yeah, if we are just talking percentages, we are talking 2-3%.
Are you profitable already, or when do you target to be in the black?
We will have our first 1.5 year accounts by July, and we expect to be at least in balance, hopefully having some upside already in the first year. Again, because we are a consultancy business, not having positions in the market.
The spot prices has been falling.
Yeah.
And this has delayed the sale of carbon credits for some overseas-listed companies. How do you plan to deal with this situation?
We have extensive discussion with our clients how they are going to have the best sales strategy. And in many ways, it may not be the right time to lock in a long-term price when the market is low.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can afford it, we have advised our clients to maybe look more into spot trading for the credits that are developed right now. But there are some issues there with the Malaysian government that requires that you have a buyer, at least for some of the credits, which is not necessarily a benefit for the Malaysian project developers, but it's a government requirement, so we have to comply with it.
BFM 89.9, the business station.